בוב מציע פרק ד' משנה ה', כמה תעשה לך סדר ולא יהיה בו עינו. Normally, when we're talking about oino, which we've been discussing, we're talking about discrepancy in price, we're talking about a chefetz. Here we're talking about a coin. You remember at the beginning of the parak, we mentioned that in those days, the coin was, the value of the coin was based on the amount of silver. If a coin is rubbed out, or it's a little bit hollow, it's missing a little chip on the side, so the coin, we'll call it a sela in the lashon of this Mishnah, is choser. The value isn't the normal value, it's a dinar. The value isn't a dinar. It's missing something. The value is less than a dinar. How much could a coin be missing that there shouldn't be or not? That means, normally when two people do business, there's a regular price and there's discrepancies. A little more expensive, a little cheaper. What's the realm which is still within the realm of normal? We said a sixth. But a coin doesn't work that way. A coin has a different proportion for what would consider the discrepancy in the value of the coin to what was paid for it. It has a different measuring rod. Reb Meir Oimer, the amount that defines it as I know by coinage is arba isorin, iser ledinner. This discrepancy is much less than a sixth. Even a slight discrepancy, the number over here is 1 to 24. A little bit more than 4%. Now the way to get this number will go over what's important information in many places in Mishnah is the basic coinage. And this is the way the coinage is broken down. A sela is the most expensive of the regular silver coins that are used. There are coins of Nechoshes that are worth less. Sela is made out of kesef, and the value of a sela is 2 times a shekel. A shekel is 2 dinarim. The Mashal Machtzis HaShekel that we have in the Torah, is a quarter of a sela. So a sela is a half, I'm sorry, a sela is double a shekel. A shekel is 2 dinarim. A dinar is 6 mois, mo. A mo is 2 pundyoinois. That's less used in the Mishnahs, but you have in different places. And a pundyoin is 2 of the smallest silver coin, which is an iser. Now, if you go all the way from the top to the bottom, which is all the way to from an isor, the smallest silver coin, to a sela, it's 2 to a punyan, 2 punyan to a mo, 6 mo to a dinar, 2 dinar to a shekel, 2 shekel to a sela. 2 times 2 times 6 times 2 times 2 is 1 to 96. There are 96 isorim in a sela. That being said, when we say arbo isorin, 4 isorin, when it's iser ladinar, 4 isorim, the smallest coin to the biggest coin, if an iser is 1 out of 96, then 4 isorim is 1 out of 24. 4 times 24 is 96. Oy iser ladinar, again, the ratio of an iser ladinar is also 1/24. So it may hold that the discrepancy that a coin is allowed to be where it's not called ripping somebody off is very small, it's 1/24. Reb Yehuda Oimer, arba pundyoinois, pundyoin ladinar. Again, the sela, there are 48 punyoinos, because the smallest coin, the iser, is half of that, so 196, but a punyon is only 1 to 48. A dinar has 12 punyoinos. In Cain, when we say arba punyoinos, what we're saying is 4 punyoinos to a sela is 1 out of 12. So it's not 1 out of 6, it's not a shtus, but it's also not as slight as Rimei Ashita, it's 1 out of 12. Like we said, a sela has 48 punyoinos, a dinner has 12 punyoinos. So when we say shmoina punyoinos la sela, that's a sixth. According to Reb Shimon, a coin is the same thing as any other chefetz, a shtus. Mishnah Vov, ad masa emutal lahachzer. Till when could a person be chayzer? Remember we said there's a statute of limitations on being tevei oino. What's reasonable for the amount of time that a person could check up, could verify that there's a discrepancy between what he bought and what the price was, and he could go back. In a krach, which is a big city, so there are business people around. So he goes to a shulchani and he shows him the coin. Shulchani is a person who deals in coins, like we had in the third parak. And it's the price, the time span should be pretty quick. In the city, there are shulchanis. Ubekvarim, in a village, there isn't a shulchani, a steady shulchani. At Arve Shabbos, the only way he's going to be able to measure his coin is only when on Erev Shabbos, when he goes to a store to buy something, goes to a farmer to buy food for Shabbos, and the storekeeper is not going to take it. So he'll know that it's off, that the measurement is off. In Mohaya Makira, we're talking about somebody gave a seller that was missing some value to a customer. Even though Be'etzem, the Zman, the statute of limitations, for a coin is not that long, it's only at Shiyar L'Shulchani, but L'maisa, he should take it back. He should take it back. Even after 12 months, he should take it back. That's L'chatchila. Ve'en loy, we're talking about the Mesana, Olav Ela Terubis. L'maisa, if he didn't return it, Chazal imposed the statute of limitations. The assumption is that in such a case, there's at least a little bit of a doubt that the guy, since he was able to show it to Shulchan Aruch, did show it to Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch told him, and he decided not to claim it was Meichel. Because there's a chance of Mechila, therefore we don't allow the Tzvi to go through. Now this is a Chiddush, because by Mekach Toys, if somebody bought a car, and it's sitting in his garage, and he could have taken it to another mechanic, and seen that the transmission is no good, and the car is a Mekach Toys, he has a right to go back ad Oilo. When do we assume he was Meichel? Only if he drove the car around and he knows about the boom. So then we assume, okay, he made his peace with it, he's Meichel, he can't go back and be mevatel the sale. But if he didn't, he has a right to go back. There's no negligence on his part because he could have taken it to another mechanic, priced it, checked it out, and taken it back. No, such a luck. Why? Because you never bought that car. You didn't buy the car that didn't have a transmission. You bought the car that did have a transmission. Over here, the sale is a sale. There is a ktsitzas hamekach. However, the price is off, so the Torah protected. So Chazal said the protection is only insofar that it's vada he wasn't Meichel. If there's a chance that he was Meichel, they're not. However, one should go the extra mile because there's a lava of being ma'an to somebody. But l'maisa the misana, if he doesn't give it back because he didn't come back bizrizus, he didn't come back within that time span, and le'olavela tarumas. V'noistan l'maisa sheni. A person could take a coin. This is no shaykhus. We're talking about coinage. One of the places that coinage comes up is Maisa Sheni, where one has to be paid. One has Maisa Sheni in their field. In the sixth-year cycle of Trumas and Maisris, the first year and the second year, a person has Tvua. He's Mafrish Truma, he gives to a coin. He's then Mafrish Maisa Rishon, which he gives to a Levi. And Maisa Sheni, which he gives... He doesn't give it to anybody. He takes it to Yerushalayim and he has to eat it under certain conditions in Yerushalayim. So imagine this fellow has a field in Haifa and he has to take the Tvua to Yerushalayim. It's rather inconvenient. This, what we just said, the first year and the second year. In the third year, one is not Mafrish Meiser Sheni. He's Mafrish Meiser Oni. So there he gets rid of it. He doesn't have it. The fourth and the fifth year, he's Mafrish again, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. The sixth year again, Meiser Oni. And then the seventh year, Shemitah, he's not Mafrish anything. So in those years of Meiser Sheni, a person had a large barn. He has a large amount of wheat that he was Mafrish from Meiser Sheni. He has 10% of his produce he has to take to Yerushalayim. It's rather hard to take wagon loads and wagon loads of stuff to Yerushalayim. So what does he do? He's paid on money. He takes the money, and the money is used by Kedushas Maisa Sheni under conditions that are described elsewhere. Some of the sugyas over here do describe halachas Maisa Sheni, but we're not learning Maisa Sheni now. So, Lemaisa, let's say he wants to take a coin that's chaser, and he wants to use that for the pidyon process that we just described. It's not a problem. Ve'enei choshish, he doesn't have to worry. One of the halachas of Maisa Sheni is that the coin that's used to be paid, there has to be a coin that has a tzura. Vitzarto hakesef, what we called earlier in Mishnah Aleph an asimon, which is a coin without a tzura, it has value but it doesn't have a tzura, is not kosher for pidyon Maisa Sheni. We don't look at a coin that's missing a little bit as a coin without a tzura. Why? Sheni el nefesh ro. The person who's very makbid not to take a coin that's missing a little bit is somebody who's a shlechta, somebody who's, he's overly makbid with others. So therefore, we don't see it as a coin without a tzura. We see it as a coin with a tzura. It's a proper coin. The fact that certain people won't take it, that's because they're fussy. The coin is a proper coin. It could be used for pidyon Maisa Sheni. It's called a proper coin that has a tzura. The Mishnah just brings it in agav because we're discussing different facets of coinage here.